The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Secular Brothers Podcast. This is Logan Seculo. Jordan is traveling right now, but he's live right now remotely and is on his way back home to Nashville. I'm sure a lot of you saw, and news is developing, so keep with us about the school shooting that happened this morning in the Nashville area, which is where we're based, and it couldn't have come closer without it being actually at our children's schools. And we just wanted to pop on here. You hear music, you hear ad reads today, but at least have a bit of an update to make sure you know that, one, a lot of you have reached out knowing that just our kids are in the area. And I just want to say that, yes, our kids are thankfully safe. But Jordan, I'm going to pitch up to you. You're up in New York right now on work, but trying to get yourself back here. It's just a horrible day for our community.
Yeah, I mean, I was halfway in the air when this occurred, and we still had Wi-Fi service, but some of the initial reports were actually naming our oldest daughter's school. It was the scariest moment in my life because I only had access to so much information and so much data. And, and Logan, I will tell you, ultimately when we found out that it was not our daughter's school, and then looked up, and it was a three-minute walk away from our daughter's school. Yeah. It's still very chaotic, though the shooter has been killed. There's been a lot of loss of life, and I this is very sincere that we're coming to you like this. I'm doing this from the airport, trying to find a flight back, canceled all my meetings. My wife was actually traveling with us. We're on an ACLJ trip. We moved everything to at least next week. Everyone understands, obviously. But I'm just asking people, this is for real. People mock when people ask for this. This is a time where we need your prayers for us, for Nashville, for the parents who lost their kids today, and for anyone else who's been injured or killed in that shooting, for the law enforcement, for the community. This is, again, a lot of folks that you watch and listen to are based out of Nashville, and their kids go to Nashville Christian schools like this. And again, this was the scariest moment of my life. And I don't even want to say happiest when I found out it wasn't her school, but because I feel for those parents. And, our school did a great job. They're doing a great job. And I thank them for that, for the community that we're in. But Logan, I mean, talking about a real shakeup in what was a city that was quite a bubble that did not hear about incidents like this at all.
Yeah, this absolutely changes everything. And we're, again, still kind of recovering from the news. I mean, when we're recording this, it's only been a few hours. Right before we went on air on the main broadcast, I got a call from my wife, who is down at my kid's school. And again, like you said, kids don't go to the same school, but school within a couple miles, if that, from there. And this is not an area where you would ever expect this. Again, these are in Christian schools. They've reported some information. By the time you're hearing this, it may be outdated. But at the time, at least we're recording this, again, there's seven people, including the shooter, who have died, three students, three adults, for a K through six school. This was not something with high schoolers. And all we know is a female shooter is 28 years old. And that's even come out just in the last few minutes. So that's just the news of it. But as you said, it's come to our doorstep now. And now we have to, I mean, literally, you cannot be closer. Unless we were actually at that school. So now we have to kind of have a decision-making moment for our city, for our state, for families to figure out what we're going to do about this. I think it becomes all too real when this happens. It's easy when it's not easy, but it's sad to see when it's, across the country or something like this happens. But when it's at your doorstep, it's a little different. As you see, the areas you drive every day show up on every major news network and it become breaking news. And just got off the phone. You're with your wife. I got off the phone. My wife trying to connect with our kids, and everyone's safe. As we wanted to make sure people know that from our group here, but it's very real, and it's a discussion that's going to reverberate for years to come here, and not only our community, but in just the country. This is always been a hot button topic. It's going to continue to be, but we have to figure out some way around this this sort of rot that's happening in our society.
Yeah. The interesting thing, Logan, is that these are private schools.
Yeah.
That have a lot more decision-making power over their security. I don't know the security situation in that school specifically, but I do know that our school, I imagine things are going to change, even with the security.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact. What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
We have great security officers there. I'm sure it will increase. And you have to wonder if you're going to have to create schools, private and public, and make them feel a lot more like a fortress to enter. Because I think in this one, there are early reports were people shooting through windows. Outside the building. I mean, so again, it wasn't like that. It didn't matter if the doors were locked or not. So that whole idea that, again, this happens at a private Christian school that could utilize whatever resources they wanted to for security. And it appears that the shooter used a different way of getting at these young kids and adults as well, school staff. And I think it's going to be a huge. And that's why I ask for your prayers. I mean, you know, a lot of us moved to Nashville to not deal with this.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line truth.
Yeah.
We all lived in big cities, Washington, D.C., New York, Atlanta, L.A., and Miami. And we came to Nashville not because everything's going to be perfect and there's never going to be crime, but that it's such a community that you would hope that that community would identify people like this before they were able to take action. I mean, Logan, it's going to bring up, you know, all sorts of debate. I think the first debate is how do we secure the schools more? That does mean more armed officers, but I think it also means more perimeter security. And that might slow down pickup and drop off. But let me tell you right now, as a parent who's now going through this, I don't care how long pickup and drop off takes, as long as my kids just get to go to school and learn how to read and write. And there's going to be some tough discussions with my daughter tonight. That's why we decided it doesn't matter what time we get back.
That's the thing. I was on the phone with my wife, and it was the decision of, okay, our kids are probably right now still unaware of the situation. Now, what do we do?
So school told us that they told them it's a lockdown drill, which they do all the time.
Yeah.
And that's it. So it's going to be up to the parents to have that conversation. Yeah.
But you know it will come up, and it's going to come up with our kids. It's going to come up with their friends, because not all parents are going to have the same conversation. So we know it's not like something we can ignore. And how do you tell them that this is happening, you know, right down the street from them? They've been doing these drills their whole lives now, and that's already been heartbreaking enough just to hear about the drill situation. Yep. Now knowing it was real, like you said, this is a community that has not dealt with this type of thing before. And it's not even been – I mean, yes, it's been on people's radar. We've all been concerned about it. But – not like this. And though, you know, it seems like the police acted as fast as they probably could, like you said, who knows? You don't want to blame anyone or see anything. Let's just see how this all in the next few days plays out.
No, you know, we don't have enough information on any of that yet. All we can do right now, I mean, literally pray for people like me. Hope I can get a flight back quicker. Yeah. And other parents who are stuck like me, because I bet there's a lot of them. We're stuck traveling. It happened to be me and my wife who are stuck traveling. Yeah. Pray for all of us that we can get back and home sooner, that we can go hug our kid even quicker and find the right word to use to tell our child, who's definitely old enough to figure this out, when she comes out of school today and sees SWAT teams. I don't even think she's going to be picked up at the same location. So she's going to know it wasn't a normal drill eventually. And we all need those right, correct words. And every kid's different. Every age group is different. And then we need to also know how we're going to band together as parents. And, you know, we those of us who can't afford private school, one of the reasons we do it is because the parents get much more involvement. And it'll be up to, in a lot of ways, the parents to say, you know, we want resources that we're spending to go towards this security and a next level of security that we unfortunately never hoped we would have to have in Nashville.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up here. I don't, you know, we could keep going on and on, and I'm sure we're going to have this discussion. And like, there are families right now, as Jordan said, that don't know the whereabouts of their children, that are at that relocation center. My friends are there right now trying to help their kids or help their friends get to their kids, because it's not that easy because of the area. Like you said, it's very locked down right now. So if you're in that neighborhood, some parents are going to help and some friends are going to help. It's chaos, the sirens, the noises. I just got off the phone my wife, like I said, said that a few times. You could hear it in the background. So again, you pray for our community. Keep a watch of what's happening. We'll be back. And we just, this was never going to be a regular show. It never could be. So I appreciate you guys tuning in. And we'll update you as we can. And pray for our city and for our community, all the parents here and the families involved. And that's it. All right. That was Secular Brothers Podcast for this week. For today. We'll talk to you soon.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.